You know, children love to move. They can't stand services long. They have to be like 20-minute services with a lot of activity. And that's one of the things in our church we're going to have to get better on. We got to learn how to come in here and sit down until the benediction has been given and grow up. Well, I have my child. Send him to the children's ministry. Well, ain't no more room. Well, we're going to have to get some more room so you can get him in there, because it's important that you know how to sit and listen and get the word so you won't be in darkness. And this is where the change starts, when you hear and you understand, and then you won't be in darkness. Ecclesiastes 10 and 14 says, a fool also is full of words. A man cannot tell what shall be or what shall be after him. Who can tell? In other words, a fool run his mouth, and you don't know if it's the truth or a lie. He been just run his mouth so much, you know? He just talking, and you have no idea what this guy's, what the end's going to be. And the last scripture in Ephesians chapter 5, and I think this really sums it up in Ephesians 5, verse 15. Verse 15 says it like this, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. The Amplified says, look carefully then how you walk, live purposefully and worthily and accurately, not as the unwise and the witless, but as wise, sensible, intelligent people. That's how he's asking you to live. Now, this morning, you're going to have to answer the question, am I going to be a fool, or am I going to operate in my sonship? Will I do the things that will allow me to grow up, or will I continue to do the things that hinder my spiritual growth? And what are the things that hinder your spiritual growth? First of all, you got to understand that you come to church so you can get some words, so you can take that word and apply that word and change your life. The very first point of change takes place in your thinking, because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And if this word is allowed to change your thinking, then you can begin to proceed to the following steps and it'll change your life. But nothing changes until you, first of all, change the way you think about a thing. And that's why it's important to come and sit here and look, go from scripture to scripture to scripture and explain it and go from scripture to scripture to scripture. And that word's going on the inside of you and it's changing your thinking. And then one day you begin to identify those areas and you say, you know what? I need to stop doing that. I need to stop that. That's got to change. That can't be anymore. I got to change that. And you're on your way. I thank my God that you are mature. See, the Bible says, call the things be not as though they were. I thank my God you're mature and ready for multiplied manifestations in your life. Amen? Stand on up. Let's get you out of here. Well, the choir did it right. And I'm still getting up like, well, Jesus, I guess I'm a fool. Boy, that's crazy. That really is insane. It's just insanity. It's just, you know what? I won't change, but I'm not willing to change. You want something different, but you keep doing the same thing. And what I'm saying to you this morning, if you're going to get something different, you're going to have to do something different. You can't stay a fool and expect to get the results of wise men. You're going to have to change. Well, maybe I can change. I'm going to go to another church. It's just a little bit too boring. You need to sit your fantasy self You need to prepare yourself in a position where you can hear and understand the Word of God. And when you hear and understand the Word of God, it will do something on the inside of you that'll make things marvelous, and then you don't have to see things as yuck, 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 you know? So you really need to understand that if you don't change, things aren't changing. Well, I don't understand why I'm living the way I'm living. Because you won't change. How come I ain't never had no 100-fold to hit me? You still giving a quarter. You won't change.
Well, nobody love me. Didn't nobody give me no gifts over Christmas. Ain't nobody even, y'all call y'allself Christians. Ain't nobody even invited me over there to howl for the Christmas break.
I don't blame them. Don't blame them because you pull the same little act